The United States and many other nations suspect that Iran is trying to develop nuclear weapons under the cover of a civilian energy program, and Iran is denying the charge. On Tuesday, the Iranian Foreign Ministry said the government in Iran is ready for dialogue, but hopes that P5+1 will adopt an accurate approach to talks and will recognize Iran's nuclear rights. We caught up with former Iranian diplomat and independent analyst Mehrdad Kansari on his mobile phone to ask him what the ministry may have meant by using the words accurate approach.
Well, I think what the Iranian ambassador at the IAEA has said is that Iran should be treated respectfully. That is, in other words, there should be no reference to Iran's record as far as issues like human rights goes, the fact that the regime has lost its legitimacy vis-a-vis its own people as a result of events last year, or that it is involved in acts of international terrorism. When all these, when meetings are held in such a background, automatically the Iranian position is somewhat devalued. Of course, what he is asking for is not something that can easily be supplied, in the sense that these backdrops are in fact in existence, and there is nothing anybody can do, because diplomats don't go talking about these issues when they're addressing matters having to do with the issues that are at stake, and those are issues that are directly related to Iran's nuclear policy and whether the P5+1 remain, you might say, respectful of Iran's position vis-a-vis other things. It's not going to alter one iota their demand when it comes to issues pertaining to the subject at hand.
And, of course, all along, President Ahmadinejad has denied that Iran is doing anything other than pursuing a civilian energy program. When he addresses the General Assembly this week, do you think he'll reiterate that point? Will he even bring it up? And if so, likely, I would guess you would believe he would offer another denial.
Well, I'm sure that his position is not going to change. He will deny and he will remain defiant when it comes to this particular issue. Of course, what President Ahmadinejad is oblivious of, and something that he will not address or will not try to convince the international community, is why should people believe what he says when, if what he says is true, then there should be no reason for Iran not cooperating and responding in the way that the IAEA tries to come up with their final report as to Iran's true status vis-a-vis allegations that are made. If Iran is indeed not pursuing nuclear weapons, why is President Ahmadinejad and his regime resorting to a type of behavior that has imposed such biting sanctions on the Iranian people and the Iranian economy? What Ahmadinejad says does not add up to how they are behaving in effect, and that is the issue that obviously is at the heart of the discussions, and something that Ahmadinejad is not yet ready to want to engage with in a meaningful fashion.
That is Mehrdad Kansari, a former Iranian diplomat and independent analyst based in London.